For most Americans who shop at IKEA for home items, the Swedish names may sound a little like this. That's the Swedish chef from the Muppets, but there really is an IKEA cushion called Mork. IKEA's product names have been the butt of jokes by The Simpsons. There's even an independent online game which invites users to guess what certain IKEA products are, with names like Björkus, Slöjda, and Klunsa. In spite of those names, this chain is successful. And Deirdre Kennedy reports on the marketing phenomenon that is IKEA.
At the giant IKEA warehouse in Emeryville near San Francisco, customers wheel out baskets piled high with cheap furniture, lamps, and bedding. Most people who just dropped a couple of $100 at a store can tell you what they bought, but not at IKEA.
Do you know the names of any of the products you bought?
I can't pronounce them. I thought one was called Amoeba, but it's not called that. It's A-N-E-B-O-D-A or something like that.
The name of the products? I don't know them.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, it is Snile.
S-N-I-L-L-E.
Yeah.
Dudera? I think.
Rabalder.
What is that?
That is an extension cord, right?
It means bald guy.
That's IKEA's advertising manager, Matthias Jongard. So what does Rabalder mean?
I think the Swedish correction should be like a big fuss. It can create some attention, and then we call it in Swedish Rabalder. It's hard for me, you know, I come from Sweden, and I know how they are supposed to pronounce it, but nobody here understands what I mean.
Nobody, he says, includes his own co-workers. And the product names aren't just arbitrary. There's actually a formula for how the design team comes up with them.
For example, sofa should be having names from Swedish small towns like Karlstad and Kramfors. And can also be a women's name when it comes to fabrics and curtains. And, you know, we have a lamp and that's called Knubbig. And it's also slang for chubby.
That's chubby as in fat and round. IKEA's naming philosophy recently kicked up a bit of a rabalder, remember, a big fuss, in the international press. A Danish journalist noticed that the company's floor coverings were named after Danish towns and cities. One headline said, "Denmark will not be Sweden's doormat." University of Copenhagen linguistics professor Klaus Köhler says no one in Denmark took it seriously and saw it for what it was, a friendly wink at the historic rivalry between Denmark and Sweden.
If you go hundreds of years back in the story, the Swedes have taken away quite a bit of Danish country. They're really teasing us very toughly. We are not going to burn down the Swedish embassy or, you know, demolishing IKEA stores here in Denmark.
That impish way of poking fun at its neighbors and customers and itself is all part of a marketing strategy that's paid off big time for IKEA. It now has more than 270 stores in 36 countries. Subodh Bhatt, professor of marketing at San Francisco State University, says the odd names also appeal to the same consumer mentality that chooses pasta al formaggio over just mac and cheese.
Part of IKEA's appeal, actually worldwide, I mean, apart from their low prices and decent stuff, is that they are in not just the furniture, but the second and I think the more important part of the appeal is that they are hip because they are from this Scandinavian place with very exotic names.
Making their product names unpronounceable for most of us hasn't hurt the company's bottom line. IKEA's founder, Ingvar Kamprad, is now the seventh richest person in the world. IKEA opens its newest store in Brooklyn in June. For NPR News, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.